Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I work nights sometimes, and I'd love to listen to you.
I like working nights, don't you?
It's peaceful. My wife doesn't.
She wants you around.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. I know firsthand, in relationships, it is very difficult working at night. It really is. I mean, people who aren't into the nighttime, who don't understand it, it's difficult. Man, this has happened to me a lot.
Well, we're in Houston, and I work for a large oil company, and part of my working up the chain is to come into a plant, and it's just what you do.
Well, great. Now, what's on your mind? What's up?
Part of miracles. I was listening to you online.
Sure.
And I have small children. My daughter's 7, and I'll make it short as I can.
Great age, by the way.
I love my kids. Great. That's why I hate working nights. I don't get to see them.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. You should be around your kids.
I do much I can. Well, my daughter, who's 7, when she was 9 months old, she's got sick and for a few days. And we just had her 6-month checkup. Everything's fine. My brother-in-law's dad's a doctor. And we took him to see her because it was 10 at night. And he goes, take her to the, we call Texas Children's, which is our emergency care for the best hospital in town for kids. We get there, and her heart is 2.5 times enlarged. She's having heart failure.
Oh, no.
And they said she's going to die. I'm sorry. She's going to die tonight. So, and they said there's nothing you can do. And we'll do what we can. And my wife and I was on my first child. We're crying. We're praying all night. We're strong Christians. And about 5 in the morning, she was dying. And, she was lethargic.
Yeah.
Drugged.
Yeah.
And we're praying. I go, I got to step outside. My parents were there, family's here. And I come back in, and she is wide awake. She is normal.
What do you mean she's normal?
Her eyes are open. She's alert. And I mean, this kid is dying. Her heart can't work. And I'm like, what's? And my wife goes, something's going on. I feel something's just going. Well, she's in ICU. And, your child, especially your first child, on her leg, there's a little mark, and it's a thumbprint. And we feel, of course, like God, Jesus came down at least and blessed my child. Cause they
somebody
said,
touched her. Somebody
it was a
hand healed
of God.
Her.
And so for 2 months, she was out. And she was there for 2 months. And she got out. And we went back every 2 weeks. And they said, a year later, she recovered, completely recovered.
And how old is she now?
7.
Oh, she's 7 now. How old was she when it started?
She was 6 months old.
Oh,
it took her
God.
It took her 9 months to recover.
And the heart, the enlarged heart?
It's 100%. She's good to go.
This is a miracle.
Well, this is the miracle more than anything is the doctor said, we felt that, okay, this is what happened. He goes, no, you understand. She should be dead. And we don't have any medical reason to tell you why she didn't die. She should be dead. We took all her signs. And he goes, her heart had no, it wasn't working. And yet here she was.
It's like someone gave her a brand new heart.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
This girl is gifted.
Oh, she's incredible.
She's a little angel.
Oh, of course, my kid. Of course, you think that way anyway.
That's right.
Anyway,
but she's a real little angel.
Yeah, but she fully recovered. And to this day, when we go see cardiologists, he says, I still don't know why this kid's alive.
That is fun. What's her name?
Madison.
Madison. What a great story.
It is great. So I just thought I wanted to bring that to you. It's very inspirational to us.
Thanks for sharing that.
All right, George. Thank you.
Appreciate it. See, that's... I want a feel-good show tonight. It's just that I don't want doom and gloom tonight. I don't want to take you another weekend doom and gloom. Not tonight. We'll do it next week. Let us go to our East of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Bill from the Jersey Shore.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, it was just a miracle story. I completely forgot about it. I heard it back in around 89, 90 from a girl I was friends with in school who told me a story about her boyfriend was in a moped accident. There's a couple areas right off the shore that's kind of rural, and he was heading back to his house, and something happened. He got an accident, whatever it was, but he was really messed up, and the police showed up, and what happened was when he got an accident, a woman that came up and helped him to stay with him until the police showed up. When the police showed up, he asked about the woman. The woman was gone. No signs. There was nobody there when the police showed up.
Where'd she go?
They don't know. Well, that's the thing. So they started talking about it. It seemed a little odd. So I remember bringing a sketch, like a sketch artist does, of the woman that he saw.
Yeah.
Well, she brought it in because we didn't believe the story and everything. What happened was the I don't know, I guess, I think his parents were friends with someone that did it for the police or retired or something. Anyway, he brought it up, she brought it in, and what happened was they ended up, her sister got married and they're walking through the church, and he stopped, and he goes, wait a second, he looked over, and one of the pictures they have of one of the saints was a woman, and it was this woman that, I mean, looked just like the sketch. So they ended up talking to the priest, who is this, you know, looked everything up, and she's one of, I guess, one of the many patron saints of children, or looking after them or something like that, and it was just really odd. I mean, and she brought a picture of the saint, she brought a picture of the sketch that was done before they even saw it, and sure enough, it was...
It was her. That's great.
It was really eerie, I mean, hearing about it.
It does. It chills you in a good way.
Oh, without a doubt.
When you hear about something like that.
Without a doubt. So, like I said, it just reminded me of that and of a miracle that I heard.
Great. Have a great weekend.
You too.